Hi, welcome to another simple step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. Overcoming obstacles like fear and guilt rarely happens just by winging it. Conquering fear and breaking free from guilt in order to move forward into your blend with clarity and confidence, it must be done intentionally. Ron Deal is a leading expert on stepfamily dynamics. He is a marriage and family therapist who's written dozens of books focused on becoming a smart stepfamily. A while back in an interview, he was asked, what's one piece of advice he would give to a couple that's blending a family? After he carefully considered the question, his response was this: I'd advise them to learn everything they can about stepfamily dynamics. Essentially, Ron was saying that if he could encourage couples to do just one thing, it is to be intentional in learning about the unique dynamics and special strategies that make a blended family successful. This week, I encourage you to take Ron's advice to heart by taking your next step toward intentionality. Now, I know, that's a big challenge when you're already feeling overwhelmed and busy family life has you flying from one thing to the next. But what if just one focused hour per week could build your confidence, create clarity, and help you, your kids, and your partner to experience security in your blend like you've never experienced before? What might you be willing to set aside for a season to experience that? In fact, if you want to truly be intentional about creating a successful blend, that's the first step. Ask yourself, what might my partner and I be willing to give up for a while simply to focus just 1 hour per week on learning all we can about blended family dynamics? Maybe it's a show that you've been watching together, and that's okay, but you really won't miss it that much if you stop watching for just a little while. Or maybe you simply commit to doing some learning before you sit down to watch your show. Maybe it's a little bit of sleep if you're both willing to wake up a little early one day a week to engage and learn together. Talk to each other about what that one thing might be that you're willing to give up. Then take the next step, scheduling some learning time. Creating a specific appointment on the calendar with each other will increase the likelihood of both of you showing up. Talk to each other about the best time in the week for you to learn together. Is there one evening of each week that you don't have pressing commitments? Are Sunday afternoons typically open for you? Identify the best time and put a reoccurring meeting on the calendar and try it out for a few weeks. Here's a little pro tip. If it doesn't seem to be working after a few weeks, don't give up. Just try a different day or a different time and keep moving forward. Maybe you'll experiment with doing the actual learning separately if time doesn't allow you to do it together, and then schedule some time to meet later to discuss what you each have been learning. Finally, choose a resource that will best fit your current season of blending. If you're not under one roof yet, then you might check out Ron Deal's book called Preparing to Blend. If you're hoping to learn more about a specific challenge, then try out our Blended Family Breakthrough Quiz. Just by answering a few questions about your current challenge, we'll send you a personalized list of 6 episodes that you can listen to together and then talk about how that might apply to your unique blend. We've shared some links in the show notes to other resources that might be helpful as well, including outside support if you're ready for that. You'll find a link to counselors and coaches with blended family expertise recommended by Ron Deal himself. And by the way, we're included on Ron's recommended resource list, and you might want to consider if we'd be a good fit for you. To find out, just click the link in the show notes to schedule a free coaching call with us. We offer pre-blending support as well as ongoing coaching and specific programs to help you move forward in a healthy direction. And soon, we'll be opening the doors to our Blending Together community. If learning along with other couples would be helpful to you, sign up for our waiting list. It's never too early or too late to get intentional as a couple, to gain deeper understanding of the best approach to bonding and becoming a family, to embrace helpful, realistic expectations, to grow skill in building your parenting partnership, recognizing the impact of loss and grief and learning how to help everyone move through it, to anticipate what will change as your family blends, and how to approach wedding planning if that's where you're headed. You can get started today by choosing to get intentional, learning all you can about blended family dynamics. Then identify one thing you might sacrifice to open up some time on your calendar to intentionally learn and grow as a couple. Schedule a weekly 1-hour meeting to learn and discuss together. And then choose the resource that best fits your needs right now. Mike and I, we're living proof that it is possible to work through all the concerns and tough emotions that come with blending. And we've supported hundreds of other couples in their blended family journey. All it really takes is some intentionality and commitment to equip yourselves with the insights, strategies, and mindsets you'll need to move forward with security, confidence, and clarity. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.